We will now take verbal roll call. President Delmore.
Here.
Vice President Simon. Excused. Secretary Abrahamian.
Here.
Alder Latimer Burris. Absent. Alder Vidiver.
Here.
Board Member Strozier.
Here.
Board Member Callisto.
Here.
Board Member Witinski.
Here.
Chair, the floor is yours.
Okay. And our first item is approval of the minutes from last month. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Okay,
second.
Without objection, they are approved.
Mr. Chairman, can the record reflect an abstention from May Eric Callisto? I wasn't at the meeting, so I'd rather not vote on the minutes.
Okay, thank you. Jody, do we have anyone registered for public comment?
There are registrants.
Okay. Krishna, there was a news report of one of our trucks taking an unauthorized journey. Could you provide any information?
Yes, thank you for asking, Mr. President. What happened that day was one of our locators, he had just stopped his vehicle to attend to an issue with a curb box. He got out of the vehicle. He was standing quite near the vehicle. He was just surveying the area. A walker by came by the truck. By the time our employee would turn around, the person jumped into the vehicle and drove off. It's so surprising because there's a big branded vehicle and in 2 seconds anyone can spot. So that particular person, I don't know what frame of mind that individual was to do that. But either way, and then soon a police chase ensued and he promptly crashed it in a roundabout and then was arrested. Apparently they were looking for that individual even otherwise. So it all fits into one pattern. The employee was a little shaken, but that's exactly what happened that day. And we got our vehicle back with some minimal damages.
Okay. Thank you for that report. I guess we're ready for new business. And that's an item related to an adjustment in the capital budget.
Yes, since my entire staff or half of them have deserted me, so I will pretend I am the chief engineer. I have no engineering credentials, but I will kind of wing it through. But before I get to that, I want to recognize an individual who is present among us, Tim Pearson. He is the design engineer who designed this pipeline project. But a little backdrop, this is one of our continuing series of what we call resiliency projects. As many of you know, and I have kind of told, the next report would indicate that too. We have four hydraulic regions, A, B, C, D. So typically water doesn't move from one region to the other because of topography. So the resiliency projects are to make an attempt to move water from region to the other because we have surplus regions and we have deficit regions. So we have done three or four, this is the fourth or the fifth project. And Jody has put the map right there. I'll want you through it. Okay. So the left half of that map, she clears. I knew I would trip, but not by a digital attempt on the part of Jody.
We're admitting Deb into the meeting. So we just note that we're admitting her at 4:38. Should we do the full roll call again? Full roll call. We will now take roll call. President Delmore.
Here.
Vice President Simon.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Abrahamian.
Here.
Alder Latimer Burris. Absent. Alder Vidiver.
Here.
Board Member Strozier.
Here.
Board Member Callisto.
Here.
Board Member Witinski.
Here.
Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Back to the map. So that thick, dark line represents about 1,500 linear feet of new 12-inch main connecting one of our existing system endpoints to the left and an endpoint to the right. So they were separated by the divide of that region that I'm talking about. To the left is D, right, Tim?
Yes.
In the map, yes. So to the left of that dark green line is region D, and to the right is region C. So with this connection, we can now move water from D to C. That was not planned, that was not budgeted for 2024 because we were hoping to do it next year. But the new development there, Midway Point, right? What's the name of that? Yes, Midtown, Midpoint Meadows, those lined block of that block that you see there is the new development that's happening. And so they are moving ahead with that development, and this would be a great time for us to kind of combine and do it. We pay for our share, they pay for their development. And that's why we are requesting for the budget amendment of $700,000 so that we can do the project this year as opposed to next year. And Tim would answer any questions you may have. Right, Tim? That was Erin.
Okay.
I have a question from Eric.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick one. Can somebody remind me what the certificate of authority threshold is for the utility at the Public Service Commission if this goes above it?
Can you repeat that for me, Eric, please?
Yeah, I'm looking for what the dollar threshold is for the certificate of authority requirement for the water utility.
Great. Now I track you. The materiality amount for a PSC is about $435,000, but beyond that, projects, this I know for a fact, that we need to get construction authorization from the PSC, so which we routinely obtain for all our construction projects. I don't know the exact dollar amount, if there is one for construction authorizations. Eric, I can find that and I can email you.
Yeah, Pete's told me before. I just forget what it is. There are some exceptions to the rule as well. I was just curious if this also requires a CA. Yeah, just if you wouldn't mind, just have him follow up with me when he gets a chance. No rush.
Great, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions?
I guess I'm just wondering if we should combine this with the financial conditions report or take the financial conditions report first before voting? I don't know.
This is a standalone kind of an item if you want to. And then the financial conditions report and all the other reports are combined. And this here.
Okay. Okay.
Kurt? Just a technical question. So hydraulic improvements are what? Bigger pipes? I don't really.
So there's no hydraulic improvement. Mm-hmm. So the regions that we have, A, B, C, D.
Yes.
Actually, if you envisage as a trough, that's our, from east to west.
Okay.
So it begins from the east, A region, B region, C, and then D.
Yes.
The map, you're seeing the boundary of C and D. By this connection, technically you are now able to move water from D to C. Without that connection, that is not possible at all. Because in each of these regions are standalone. We have our wells in each of the regions and we supply within the region. So this pipeline lets us push water.
Okay.
So it's not a hydraulic improvement.
Just a pipeline.
It's a pipeline.
Okay.
There's no improvement other than the ability to move water from
yes.
one region.
Got it.
Is it one way or two way?
I asked that very good question to Tim. For now, it is D to C. From one way. Now, do you have anything more to add? Why is it not a two-way? I know where Alder is going with it.
No, you're correct. It is like the pressure in region 10 is higher than C, so there'll be a pressure-reducing valve that'll lower the pressure then as it pumps into region 9.
Thank you.
Okay, question. Other questions?
So then it's illogical to me that the purpose of this is to hit that new development because you're saying that now the water can then
so a couple of things
away from the development.
So a couple of things. So the resiliency component is what is driving the connection of water moving and other attendant benefits.
Okay.
This development is another component of it. meaning he explained, how, can you explain how that new development would benefit out of this?
So they're part of this development, they're putting a new north-south main and then a PRV that will, I guess, connect in moving towards the east. So it'll allow us to move water from one zone to another. In the event something happened in Region C, this will just be a backup of water in there. Does that answer your question?
But the development is in D.
Yeah.
Correct.
So that's where the mismatch is that the development is not going to benefit from the ability to move water from D to C.
They probably will not in the beginning, but there's multiple phases to this subdivision. And then as it proceeds to the south, then they will be in zone. I guess I'm switching between zones and regions, but they will benefit in the future. Because they're like that project, Midpoint Meadows, also falls within multiple pressure zones. And towards the south, that will be C. That kind of makes sense.
Yes, and like, I want to add something more to your question. We would have done this project even without that development. We were planning to do it. And the timing is what is tied to that development. They're doing it, something like that. And also, as Kim alluded, some of the development could creep into the C region too. So your question is absolutely valid. If the water is moving this way, subdivision is not per se.
Is it also the case of fire protection to have this change occur? Does it provide greater redundancy in fire protection?
Yeah, definitely. That's a huge driver for this, just increasing supply and demand. So that's a huge part of it as well.
Other comments or questions? Do we have a motion to approve? Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second. Other discussion? Hearing none, let's have a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? No. So it passes. Thank you. Okay. It looks like we're now going into our reports, Jill, the water production.
Yeah, I'll jump right into the water production report. This is a monthly report. And so what you're seeing is our daily production for the month of February. And that 24.8 represents the system total or system average daily production for the month. February 24.8 is a little bit higher than what we reported in January. You probably remember that. It's about 1.5 million gallons more. I think some of that is likely can be attributed to some of our water loss from our main breaks that happened in February. And so that was probably a principal driver of that increase. In addition to that, noticing that our regional surplus is still quite large, not unexpected this time of year. So at present, we're using about 63% of our reliable capacity. Again, a small percentage of our use. Looking over to our cumulative year-to-date production, we hit 1.4 billion gallons at the end of February. Although you can't see it because it's a rounding error, we're about 4% higher than what we were at this time last year. Moving on to attachment B, which kind of takes a little bit closer look at each of the individual units within each region. And we note that the overall utilization in each region is ranging from 35% to 42%. And the average for the system as a whole is 40%. So we've used 40% of the available capacity that's available to us. Again, quite low. You'll note in the last column
that, you know, our goal is to try to keep those numbers below 50%. That's for planning purposes, right? So if we're consistently above 50% for the region, not necessarily for an individual unit, that gives us some information in terms of need for maybe additional supply, or what we were just talking about, resiliency projects, which allow us to move water between, say, zone A and zone B, or that last example between zone D and zone C. Looking at these, like I said, more specifically, there's, you know, four that are in that 50 to 60% range. And those that are in that range is driven by, we have a number of wells that are currently out of service because of some maintenance work that's being done or some repairs. So we have a number of units that are out of service, and when they're out of service, obviously something else has to make up the difference. And, you know, a perfect example of that, looking at region D, you can see that well 26 has had zero production year to date. And each of the other two wells is around, you know, 60%. But when well 26 comes back in service later this year, those 60% will draw down as well 26 builds up. So that's all I have for the water production report for this month.
Questions for Joe? And I was thinking, based on our discussion earlier, it might behoove us at some point to have a board education session that would go over the various zones and other things that are part of the discussion, to maybe have a map of the water utility and how we move water and why we do certain things, how it impacts capital. And so, Krishna, when we meet at some point, we can set that up.
In fact, I was just thinking, benefit of the last item, and this thought crossed my mind too. We talk about resiliency projects, if only we had a map and clearly show you, you know, diagrammatically, what are the advantages, we'll do that. So in fact, I line up an item on resiliency projects. So because various times we have approved it, we can bring it all together. So we could ask those kind of questions. And I will tell Pete when he comes back, we missed him. So we'll have him present the whole set of resiliency projects, which is a great idea.
So you mentioned that usage was up. Do we know why?
It's not necessarily usage is up, it's just the amount of water that we pumped, and the difference reflects the fact that we have a number of main breaks that happened in February. And so a lot of it's unaccounted for water. It's water that we will not recover in rates, but once there's a break, it takes some time before we discover it and we can valve it off. So.
Okay. Thank you. January financial report.
So I'm here to present the February year-to-date. As of February 28, our water revenues are down about $140,000 compared to budget. Pumpage was up a little bit, about 2.66% during this time frame period. Operating fund balance, we're looking at about $19.3 million. Capital fund expenditure is about $10.7 million, of which $9.8 million is encumbrances, leaving us with a capital fund balance of about $4.9 million as of February. Then to go with our MAPCAP data summary, total application received to date, 796. We approved 520, and we denied 276. And then the total household that were newly enrolled in the conservation program is 167. With that, I'll go to the actual details of what revenue and operating fund balance and construction fund balance. Looking at the year-to-date February 28 column, our total revenue was $9.1 million. Our operating expenses were about $3.2 million, and then setting aside debt service and pilot, our total expenditure is about $7.5 million, leaving us with a net operating fund of $1.6 million. And so with this, pending our final 2024, our ending fund balance for operating is about 19.3. But you can see there is a difference with our projected compared to what our year to date is. And so the projected amount will be adjusted once we have more information. And definitely our year to date ending fund balance will also be adjusted with final numbers from 2024. With construction fund, as of February, we have total revenues of $2.6 million and actual expenditures and encumbrances is $10.7 million. So there is a negative net construction fund. And with carryover from prior year, we're looking at an ending fund balance for construction of $5 million right there. Cash reserves and long-term debt, as of February 28, our total cash and investment is $57.3 million with 2.66 months of expenditures covered by operating reserves. Are there any questions that I can go into?
Questions for January?
Okay, first question is, what is the primary reason why MadCap applications are not being approved?
So if they did not provide additional supporting documentation to help us approve them, then that would be one of the reasons, or if their income is above the threshold. But there's various reasons as to why they would not get.
A second question is, so the project that was just approved, so that will come out of the capital construction fund?
Yes.
And so that is currently in deficit? So,
No. So what's our capital account balance, fund balance for
February? So right now, our balance right in there is $11.5
million. Okay. Yeah. And then my final question is 2.66 months of expenditures in operating reserve enough?
What
is the goal?
Well, if you ask me, I mean, it's almost kind of like if you think about your own kind of like comfort, right, for your own household, what you would prefer. But our annual operating expenses is about, I would say, about $20 million. And so I would want 6 months of coverage, you know, so $10 million would be probably ideal in my mind, but that's just my personal opinion.
Right. It's not your personal. Actually, the industry standard is 3 to 6.
Yeah.
You got to have at least 3.
Yeah.
6 would be good. Primarily because we are a very weather dependent commodity that we provide to our customers. So there could be an easy fluctuation of about plus or minus $4 million any 1 year. So that's where this 3 to 6 months of reserve could help you.
So given that we're looking at a less than 3 month
reserve. So we cannot raise rates to get this number up.
That was the question.
Yes, we cannot. I mean, there is no line item to say to get to those. PSE never allows that. But how we raise it up, as you can see, even in 2024, we are planning a transfer of $6.2 million from the operating fund to the capital. So instead of 6, we could have 4. Then your reserves go up. So the ultimate reserve is a function of how much money we choose to provide to capital. So we are very comfortable with the numbers we have from what we have, and there isn't that sort of an emergency. So it is that kind of each year, what do you want to do? And if a related thought is, if in the next rate case before the PSE, we've asked for increasing the expense depreciation from 5 to 10, which means we will get $10 million to fund pipeline projects within the rates. Then your need to transfer from operating fund goes down. So these are all kind of tied elements. You never get to that perfect, wow, we look good, we feel good. It's always one, it's balancing these 2-3 factors.
Other questions for January? Just a comment, again, Since Krishna has been the general manager, our financial condition has improved dramatically. And the bar graph showing where we are as far as debt has again improved substantially. Also, the number of months we have in reserve, that trend line, if we went back 5 years, again, a dramatic change there as well. So we appreciate the effort that's being made as we go forward. Without any other questions, I guess we'll go to the next report.
Yeah, and just I was about to say, I was looking at January's numbers. This is the best I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, that's the perspective sort of. Now I see your question on the 2.66, right? The months, that is only up to February. That's kind of misleading to begin with. But if you just skip that and look to the left, we in 2022, it was 1.73. 2023, it jumped up to 4.41. And 2024, we are expecting it to be 5. So we are closer to the 6 than to the 3. So the better looking numbers, it gets reflected there, but for 2 months. Thank you.
Okay. Our next report is the capital report. And who is our capital report presenter this
morning? I told you, since my staff has deserted me, you will see a lot of me stumbling along. Can you go to the PowerPoint? I'll stumble again, but this is pretty easy only because we are into the second month of the year. So projects are just starting to take shape, which let's go with you, 1.8. Yes, stay there, Jody. The actual expenditures have been about $2 million in the first 2 months, and the three categories are listed below. What accounts for that 1.8, including encumbrances? Next slide, please. This is the expense depreciation item that I just talked before. Apparently, our approval is for $5 million, and they insist that we spend that $5 million only on water main replacements, nothing else. And we also are under we should be expending all of it. That is the goal. You know, if they have allocated $5 million for pipeline replacements, we only spent $3 million. That is looked down in a different fashion. So Pete is on a nice path to complete all of $5 million by the end of the year. And also, I warned him, if PSC is to increase it to $10 million, then he needs to deliver it at that level. And our ultimate goal is $15 million, because that represents 1% replacement of all our existing main. That is the PSC's goal.
That would mean that level of street reconstruction.
Yes, and they have to, but you know that, I told you, this is all balancing act. Do you want better pipes or less convenience for citizens? It's all in the mix. Why do you think public policy making is this hard and hard? There's never an easy answer, you know. Three or four buckets, you balance them. Next slide, please. Let me escape from that slide. Well, 19 is checking along well. So July, August, we should have the ribbon cutting part of it. From my understanding, it's all checking along well without any.
And that's located in Spring Harbor neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay.
It's essentially on UW campus.
UW campus. And bulk of UW, I should formally recognize as our largest customer. So, and they get served by this project. Next slide, please. Well, 15, Joe is here. It's also checking along really well again, July, August timeframe. We should be able to, can't wait to see that being online. That will be a tremendous moment for us. Well, 12, next slide, please. This is an incipient project. It's starting to shape up. So this is a facility improvement project at Well 12. See, the total budget is about $8 million. This year, we are only doing a small portion of it, but $8 million is our target. total cost of the project. We have applied for funding from the Safe Drinking Water Loan for $8 million. We should know that in by the next meeting. So they would be announcing.
State or federal?
State. State. I mean, it's funded by federal. I know where you're going. This is considered safe at the moment. So if we are to be approved, we could get another $8 million from Safe Drinking Water Loan. That's for 12. The slide I like. I'm done.
Okay. Questions for Krishna on this report? Hey, hearing none, we move on to our operations report.
Oh, well, I am Dan Roderfeld. He's out vacationing somewhere in a very exotic place. I won't go through this. Let me know if you have any questions. Again, in February, we are just picking up steam as is expected.
But it would also indicate that would be when we would start decreasing water main breaks, right?
Winter, we have more.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So February would be water main breaks are decreasing, right. But inspections are increasing.
You got it.
And let's see, that's the last report. We do not have public information this month, is that correct? So could we have a motion to approve the four reports that we've just heard?
So I'll move approval or second.
Okay. And all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, thank you. And I believe we're going to finish in record time. Ronisha, you are doing our self-evaluation this month.
Okay, so with our evaluation, all members actively participate in discussions and all members have opportunities to voice opinions and positions on agenda topics. I think we fully met that. There were lots of questions. Members come prepared to engage in discussion by reviewing materials provided prior to the meeting. We met that. There was a question about cost analysis. So there was preparation there. Members engage in active listening and avoid interrupting other speakers. We met that. Members offer honest opinions and respect the viewpoints expressed by other members. Met that. There were no disagreements among members. Members honor the board procedures and policies as outlined in the policy book. We met that. Members represent the collective interests of current and future Madison residents. We met that. And members make decisions based on equity principles, considering the decisions impact on all residents. The decision-making process considers who benefits, who is burdened, who does not have a voice at the table, how can policymakers mitigate unintended consequences. And there were questions about not raising rate prices. So I think we met that.
Okay. Well, thank you. And thank you, board members who are present here, for being here, and also for Deb and Kirk for joining us remotely. So with that, we will have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. And a second. Okay. Without objection, we are adjourned. Thank you.
That was efficient. We've got to see.
That's easy.
Well, Ravi, do you get any break after?